Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, the chapter on the detestability of a person taking back a gift which he has not as yet handed over. We'll explain this in detail just now. The chapter on the detestability, the dislike of a person taking back a gift which he has not as yet handed over. In other words, he has got a gift, he has earmarked it for somebody, but he hasn't handed it over to the person. He got it, for example, he may have wrapped it up but kept it at home. He hasn't yet given that gift. So here Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi is explaining something. We'll explain the different mazahib just now. Then Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, according to the Shafi'i mazhab, therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi brought it like this. The chapter on the detestability of a person taking back a gift which he has not as yet handed over and giving a gift to his child, whether he has handed it over to him or not. We'll explain this also. The detestability of purchasing an item from a person to whom one has given it as sadaqah, zakah, kafara, etc. There is no harm in purchasing it from a third party in whose possession it was transferred. So here the second part of the chapter is dealing with, you have given somebody a gift. Now you're buying back that gift from that person. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is saying the detestability, dislike of purchasing an item from a person to whom one it was given to is, either you had given it to him as sadaqah, you had given it to him as zakah, you had given it to him as kafara, etc. And now what you're doing is you're getting the thing back. In other words, you gave it up for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. You gave it as sadaqah, you gave it as zakat, you gave it as kafara. You gave it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Don't buy it back also. So then he goes on to say there is no harm in purchasing it from a third party in whose possession it was transferred. The person that you had given it to as sadaqah, as zakat, as kafara, he took it and he onward sold it. Now you want to buy the thing back from a third party. Here he's saying there is no problem. There is no harm in purchasing it. So there is no harm in this. So here the chapter mentioned by Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is according to the Shafi mazhab, Shafi school of thought. According to the Hanafi school of thought, one is only prohibited from reclaiming a gift which was handed over and is in the possession of another person. So here the first part of the chapter said the detestability of a person taking back a gift which he has not as yet handed over. So in the Hanafi mazhab, that if a person hasn't handed it over, now there is no harm if he decides, I don't want to give that gift. I got it wrapped up, for example, I got it kept here in my cupboard. Now there is no harm if he decides that he wants to change his mind, or he changes his mind, there is no harm that he doesn't hand it over, because that gift is only complete when he has handed it over and the person has accepted it and has taken possession of it. So there must be two things that must have happened. One person is giving the gift, he's known as the donor, the donee, the person receiving the gift, must have accepted the gift and taken possession of it. So when this happens now, that gift is tam, the gift is complete. One person has given the gift, the other person has accepted it and taken possession of it. Now we'll say this gifting is complete. So this is the Hanafi mazhab. So here what we'll explain this part is, according to the Shafi mazhab, that when a person gives to his child, then he is allowed to take it back. He's allowed to take it back. So there is dislike in it, there is detestability in it. However, when he gives to his child, his son or his daughter, for example, is allowed to take it back. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, keeping this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in mind, anta wa maluka li abika. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one son that anta wa maluka li abika. You and your wealth belong to your father. So in other words, for a parent now to take that back, it already belongs to him. So what, in the Hanafi mazhab, what we say is that when a gift is given, there is detestability, there is dislike. It is not like that the person takes it back, as the hadith we do will explain our mazhab well, that it's not something that is liked. But if a person wants to take it back, he wishes to take it back, and the person that it was gifted to, he now happily gives it back. So then this reclaiming this gift will become valid. Or this person is claiming the gift back, and it's an Islamic country, he goes to the Islamic court, and the court rules in his favor. Now that gift that he gave, he can take the gift back, because now the court has ruled in his favor. However, this is not something that is liked, this is something that is very, very disliked. as when we do the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll see it is disliked. Now there are few exceptions to this general rule. So we say in our mazhab, in Hanafi mazhab, that a person when he gives, it's disliked for him to take back. It's not something that is nice. It's something that is very, very reprehensible, disliked. He shouldn't be doing it. But if he does it and the person decides or is happy to give him, then that now taking back is valid. If not, he has to go to the Islamic court in an Islamic country and now the judge will rule for it to come back. However, there are few exceptions where a person, even if he wants to take it back, he can't take it back. There are few exceptions. Even if a person wants to take the gift back, then also he can't take the gift back. The first exception is where the person that he has given it to, the donee, person that has received it, has added to that gift. For example, I gift Hanif Bhai a piece of land. Hanif Bhai takes a piece of land and he builds a building on that land. Now, even if I want to take that land back, I can't take it back because he has added to it. He has spent some money on it. He has improved it. So now because he has done this, now it's not, I can't take it back even if I want to take it back. We're talking purely from a masla point of view. We're not talking about it being reprehensible. This will always remain where a person wants to take his gift back from somebody that he has given it to. Here we are talking about whether it will be permissible for him to take it back. Now because the person has added to that gift, now the person that has given it, donated it, can't take that gift back. He can't revoke that gift. The second situation is the mawtu ahad al-muta'aqidain, where any one of the, either the donor or the donee passes away. Now that opportunity to revoke that gift, to ask for that gift back, falls away. Anyone, either the donor passes away or the donee passes away. See, the donor passes away. Now the heirs can't come and say, no, we're revoking this gift. That opportunity, it's not even, we won't call it opportunity, but that chance, although it being reprehensible of revoking that gift, now is gone because of the maut, the death of anyone of the donor or the donee. This is the second exception. The third exception is where there was a amount that was paid. For example, I gave Hanif Bhai a gift, and in lieu of that gift, he has given me some exchange. There was an amount that was exchanged for that gift. There was some exchange that he gave me specifically for that gift. Now, it's not right for me to take that gift back because he has given me something in return for it. It wasn't such that I gave him the gift and this way it finished, now I'm going to revoke that gift. In return for that gift, in exchange for that gift, he has given me something else, whether it was money or whether he gave me some other item. He appreciated the fact that I gave him a piece of land. So in return for that, maybe he gave me a car, maybe he gave me a Kruger coin, or whatever he has given me. But there was some exchange in return for that item that I had given him. Here we find that where there is a close family member, a person gives a gift to, then also he can't claim it back. The next instance is where there is halak. Halak is where that item is now destroyed. So for example, I've given Hanif Bhai a car, and now the car met up, there's an accident, the car is no longer there, the car is destroyed, or somebody stole the car. Now I can't say I want the car back. Because why? The car is now destroyed, there's something that happened to it, either it got burnt, either it got stolen, it got hijacked. So I can't say now I want that gift back, because now the thing is destroyed. Another situation is zawjiyat, spouses donating to each other. Husband has donated to the wife, or the wife has donated to the husband. Now in a situation like that, the husband can't claim the gift back, nor can the wife claim that gift back. Say that I want to revoke this gift. This is not something that can be done. Why? Because it was given between spouses. An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, alladhi ya'udu fi hibatihi kalkalbi yarji'u fi qi'ihi. Muttafaqun alayhi. Wa fi riwayatin, مثل الذي يرجع في صدقته كمثل الكلب يقيء ثم يعود في قيئه فيأكله وفي رواية العائد في هبته كالعائد في قيئه. The first thing we mention in the Hanafi Mazhab is that a person is allowed to revoke his gift. However, we explained it is very, very disliked. Now these ahadith that we are doing explains that how disliked it is for a person to revoke it. One is we're talking about it being permissible, that is a separate issue. But the fact that it's disliked, something that is shouldn't be done, these ahadith are explaining this. As Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one who takes back a gift is like a dog that returns to its own vomit. A dog that is lapping up his own vomit. A person who is taking back his gift is like that. Although it's permissible, it will be valid. But it is like a dog that is lapping back its own vomit. In other words, it's not something that should be ordinarily done. Another narration has it, the example of a person who takes back his charity is like that of a dog that vomits and then returns to eat its own vomit. The dog returns to eat its own vomit. Another narration has the wording, one who takes back his gift is like the one who takes back his own vomit. So these narrations are mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and in Nasai. In one hadith, one who takes back his gift or charity has been likened to a dog, whilst the item he takes back is being likened to vomit. This practice is therefore abhorrent, disliked from both angles. Both angles, the angles of it being, from it being vomit or from the angle of it being a dog, both angles, it is very disliked for a person to come back and reclaim a gift that was already handed over. And we'll continue tomorrow, inshallah, with a little bit more explanation. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, or make him look how beautiful the muhaddiseen, the fuqaha, they went into detail. If a person just read this hadith, a person that takes back his gift is like a dog that is lapping up his own vomit, immediately a person will say, this is haram, it's something impermissible, it's invalid, a person can't take back his gift under all situations. But look at the ulama, and look at the great, great jurist of Islam. They looked at it and they had taken out masail, different masail. So tomorrow we'll continue, inshallah. We'll give more explanation. I told you we'll give more explanation. We'll give a little bit more explanation on the situation surrounding gifting and the revoking of gifting and the situations in our mazhab and the Shafi mazhab which are valid and which are invalid. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. No. If it's given already, so if it's given in the lifetime to the parent, it's not loaned to the parent, it's given. So now it becomes the parent. So what the child can do is, he can buy it and say, I'm giving you the use of it. In other words, I'm not giving you ownership of it, I'm giving you the use. So if he buys for his father a car, he tells the father, and all other children know that, I'm just lending it to the father to use. So when the father passes away now, the owner is still the child. But if this child gives it to the parent, then it will form part of the estate.